Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, sponsored by our friends at Renault Vans. And it's the same names today, but the clubs in pole position for them appear to be changing. Let's start with our first transfer roundup. And with André Villas-Boas set to be confirmed as the new Chelsea boss today, the excitement really is building as to which players he will bring in first. Here's the Daily Mirror. And Chelsea fans would have reason to be excited about these three guys. The trouble is one of them has already gone, it would appear. The picture shows two of Villas-Boas' former Porto stars, Juan Moutinho and Falcao. He'll have to forget about the third man, though, because word coming out of Spain is that Neymar has agreed a six-year deal to join Real Madrid. And the Portuguese daily Abola is saying this morning that the Madrid boss, Jose Mourinho, will fight his former protege, Villas-Boas, for the signing of Falcao, and understandably so. As we told you yesterday, he's one of the best strikers in world football. The Star say today that Chelsea will swoop for the three-time Champions League winning striker Samuel Eto'o, who says he wants to leave Inter Milan. Like I said yesterday, I think Eto'o would be a fantastic signing for Arsenal, Spurs or Liverpool. But at the moment, the reports from France seem to suggest that PSG are the favourites for his signature. Chelsea could well change that one too. We'll see. One more Chelsea line for you before we move on. And for so long, it's looked as though Anderlecht striker Romelu Lukaku has been stitched on for Chelsea. Well, Football Belgique in Belgium is suggesting today that Lukaku may not be a priority for Villas-Boas and that he may well stay at Anderlecht or go elsewhere. Some more transfer tales for you, and the Express say that Arsenal's Nicholas Bentner, subject of an interest from the German club Borussia Dortmund. The Mail say today that Arsenal themselves very keen on the West Brom striker Peter Odemwingie, but that one looks to have been blown out of the water by West Brom. They've been speaking on the Press Association today. They say that is not the case. In fact, the Press Association have got some quotes from the West Brom technical director, Dan Ashworth. He says, Peter is not for sale. We've received no offers and talks over a new contract are ongoing. Now, as you know, we like new names here on the Spy Show, so take a look at this man. His name is Nolan Roux. He plays for the French club Brest as a striker, and France Football are claiming that Liverpool want to sign him. He's 23 years old. He's scored 6 goals in his last 28 games for the struggling team, and France Football say that the Liverpool director of football, Damien Camoli, is a big fan. In fact, France Football saying that a deal could be done by the end of the week, with Brest demanding around £7 million. The Sun say that Sunderland have entered the race to sign the Ipswich striker Connor Wickham with an £8 million offer. Liverpool like him. Sunderland already appear to have struck gold this morning, with the news agency Reuters reporting that they've agreed terms with the K-League club Chunham Dragons for the South Korea striker Ji Dong Won. He's 20 years old. He's scored 6 times in 11 appearances for his country. Sunderland very busy today. Sky Sports saying that the free agent Seb Larsson set to have a medical there today. Now, L'Equipe in France reporting that Raphaël Varane, the Lens centre half, has turned down Manchester United and PSG to sign a 5-year deal with Real Madrid for €10 million. And last one for now, because the Sun say that Barcelona fancy a £27.5 million move for the Chelsea defender David Luiz just 5 months after his arrival at Stamford Bridge. European roundup time now, and Atletico Madrid have announced that winger Jose Antonio Reyes has turned down the chance to sign for the Turkish club Galatasaray. In Spain, Catalunya Radio reporting the Italian club Roma have clinched the £8.8 million signing of the 20-year-old Barcelona striker Bojan Krkic. In Italy, the Inter Milan defender Lucio has turned down a move to Malaga to sign a new deal at the club. And also coming out of Italy, Juventus haggling with Atletico Madrid over Sergio Aguero. In Portugal, the Porto defender Rolando has responded to talk of a move to either Roma or Juventus by saying that he would fancy a move to Serie A. I've got some quotes from his agent Jose Silva, who's told Calcio Mercato an experience of an important league like the Italian one would be attractive. Back to the Premier League, and as you know, we like new names here on the Football Spy Show. So here's another one for you, because this is Charlie Musonda. He's only 15. He plays for Anderlecht, and I've got no idea what they feed those boys over there, but Lukaku is apparently a very, very good player. So much so that Barcelona, Manchester United, Manchester City, Arsenal, and Chelsea, it's being reported over there today, have all invited him over for a chat. He's a midfielder, rated one of the best prospects to come out of Belgium for years, and the press saying that he's only accepted the invitation from Barcelona. Go to the Mirror Football website for video on him and to see whether all the fuss about him is justified. The Guardian say that Man City striker Emmanuel Adebayor is a target for Zenit St. Petersburg. He wants to go to Spurs, but City unwilling to sell him to a club where he could come back to haunt them next season. The Sun say that Stoke are ready to make an ambitious move for the Mali captain Mahamadou Diarra. Portsmouth are going to replace the out-of-contract striker Dave Nugent with Blackpool forward Luke Varney. He's available for around £750 million. Now, we told you yesterday about the Leeds keeper Kasper Schmeichel feeling let down that the club have accepted an offer for him from Leicester. Well, boss Simon Grayson, the Leeds boss Simon Grayson, responded today by saying that Schmeichel let in too many goals last season. Meow. We'll do your questions and the competition tomorrow when we've got a bit more time to get into them. Rob is in the spy office waiting to update you on what we already know is going to be another huge day of transfer gossip. So make sure you log on to the Mirror Football website. But the Football Spy Show is back with you in the morning. I'll see you then.